今天的题目是教会成长的因素。
Today's title is Factors Affecting Church Growth.
我们要来看使徒行传第二章37到47节。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 2 verses 37 to 47.
使徒行传第二章第37节众人听见这话觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当就自己脱离这歪曲的世代，于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接掰饼祈祷，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多神迹，奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天用心合意恳切地在店里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles,Brethren, what shall we do? Peter said to them, Repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself. And with many other words he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, Be safe from this perverse generation. So then, those who had received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling their properties and possessions and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
我们在主耶稣升天之前，他在这个使徒行传第一章第八节对门徒说。
And before Jesus ascending to heaven, he told his disciples in the book of Acts.
当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
那么说了这话之后，主耶稣就升到天上去。
And after he said this, he ascending to heaven.
那根据使徒行传第一章的记载。
And according to Acts chapter 1.
那门徒就回到耶路撒冷去。
The disciples returned to Jerusalem.
我在一间所住的楼房同心合意的恳切的祷告。
And they were praying in an upper room.
我当时有许多人在一起聚会。
And at that time there were many people gathered together.
然后圣经告诉我们大约有120个人。
And the Bible tells us that there were about 120 people.
这个就是初期教会的开始，有120个人。
And this is the beginning of the early church. There were 120 people.
那么当五旬节到来的时候。
And when Pentecost came.
然后使徒彼得讲了一篇道。
Apostle Peter gave a message.
那他呼唤众人要悔改。
And he called for the people to repent.
啊，奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
And be baptized in the name of Jesus.
啊，以致他们的罪能够得到赦免。
So that their sins may be forgiven.
啊，并且能够领受从神而来的圣灵。
So that they may receive the Holy Spirit from God.
那众人听了彼得所讲的道。
And when the crowd heard Peter's preaching,
啊，他们觉得扎心，啊，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行？
They were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do?
那么圣经告诉我们，于是听了彼得话的人都受了洗。
And the Bible tells us that those who heard were baptized.
啊，那一天一共有三千人信了耶稣。
And that day, 3,000 people believed in Jesus.
我们在一天里，教会从120个人增加到3,120人。
And from one day, the church grew to, from 120 to 3,120 people.
啊，这个是一个很惊人的一个增长。
This is amazing growth.
啊，在教会历史里面不常见的事情。
You don't often see this in church history.
然后当这个 Rick Warren, 在加州开始那个 Saddleback, 这个教会的时候。
And when Rick Warren started the Saddleback Church.
那他是以一家人来开始。
He started as a family.
那么经过15年的时间。
And after 15 years.
那教会从一家人增加到一万人。
It, grew from one family to 10,000 people.
这个是一个很特殊的增长。
And this is a very special growth.
啊，但还比不得当时初级教会的那个增长力。
They cannot be compared to the rate of growth of the early church.
因为初级教会当时的成长没有停留在3,120个人。
Because the early church did not stop with 3,120.
我们教会继续的成长。
The church continued to grow.
啊，按照第二章第47节说。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
And according to chapter 2 verse 47, it says, And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
所以每一天都有人信耶稣得救加入教会。
So every day there were people who believed and joining the church.
所以初级教会的成长是有它的原因的。
And there's reasons for the growth of the early church.
那原因就是记载在这段经文里面。
And the reason is recorded in this passage.
啊，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷，众人都惧怕。这使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，啊，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe and the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need.
他们天天同心合意，恳切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
那么从这段经文里面，我们可以看到至少有三个原因为什么初级教会成长。
And from this passage, we realize there's three reasons why the early church was growing.
那我们来看第一个原因。
Let's look at the first reason.
啊，第一个原因就是他们聚会的方式。
One is the method of their gathering.
啊，他们天天同心合意，恳切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心，用饭赞美神。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God.
那从这段经文里面，我们看到初级教会的信徒聚会的地方有两个地点。
And from this passage, we realize that the early church had two meeting places.
啊，一个就是在圣殿。
One is in the temple courts.
也就是犹太人的圣殿。
It's the temple of the Jews.
啊，另外是在家里面。
And the other one is in their homes.
所以当时基督徒 有两种聚会的方式。
So at that time, the Christians had two forms of meetings.
一个就是在圣殿里那个比较大型的聚会。
One is in the temple, there's more people.
啊，另外一个就是聚会，就是在家里聚会，那些比较小的聚会。
And the other one is there in their homes, the smaller ones.
所以这个小组聚会不是新的观念来的。
So small group is not a new concept.
啊，当教会开始的时候已经有了。
At the beginning of the church, it already exists.
我们也知道现今的教会，我们知道包括 Reformed 教会都有这个小组的聚会。
And we know that today's church, including Rick Warren's church, have small groups.
然后教会需要这两种聚会，使到它能够健全的成长。
The church needs these two kinds of meetings so that it can grow properly.
如果教会只是有大型的教会，没有这个小型的教会聚会的话。那么教会就很困难使到它能够成长。
It is difficult for a church to grow if it only has the corporate worship but not the small groups.
所以圣经告诉我们，当圣灵降临在这个教会的时候。
So the Bible tells us that when the Holy Spirit came to the church.
那教会从120个人增加到3120个人。
The church grew from 120 to 3120.
所以120人二十个人的教会跟3120人的教会，它的区别很大。
So there's a great difference between a church of the size 120 versus 3120.
哦，当然我们知道3120个人的教会，它的需要非常大。
So obviously we know that the needs of 3120 people is great.
啊，但是120个人的教会需要也不小。
But there's also needs for a church size of 120.
其实我们教会大概每个主日大概平均有100个人了。
And our church on average worship is about 100 people.
如果多的话可以到110 120.
If we have more it's 110 120.
所以跟初期教会开始的时候那个数字差不多。
So it's very similar to the early church.
所以100人的教会不算是很小啊。
So, a church size of 100 is not that small.
啊，但也有不少的需要。
But it also has much needs.
那这个需要不是一个人可以去解决的。
And this need is cannot be taken care of by one person.
啊，比如说牧师一个人不能够解决每一个人的需要。
For instance, a pastor alone cannot resolve everyone's needs.
啊，可能你也不能够解决这个需要。
Perhaps you cannot resolve the needs either.
如果我问你的话，你知道教会里面每一个人的名字吗？
If I ask you, do you know everyone's name here?
可能你不知道。
Perhaps you don't.
上个星期五晚上我来参加这个小组的聚会。
And last Friday I came for the small group meeting.
我心里面得到勉励。
I was very happy in my heart.
因为弟兄姐妹聚在一起聚会，他们唱诗歌，然后他们读经，他们还互相为大家互相祷告。
Because the brothers and sisters sang hymns together, they read the Bible and then they prayed for one another.
所以这个是很好的事情。
So this is a good thing.
教会不只有一个大型的聚会，就好像今天我们聚会一样。
So that the church not only has corporate worship like what we're doing right now.
但是也有这个小组的聚会。
It also has small groups.
所以如果你没有在小组里面，我鼓励你参加教会其中一个小组。
If you're not part of a small group, I encourage you to take part in one.
所以我们看到圣经说，当时这个初期教会的开始有这个小组的聚会。
So we see that the Bible tells us that at the beginning of the early church, there are small groups.
是有它的原因的。
There are reasons for it.
好多年前我跟师母参加一间大约200人的教会。
Many years ago, Mrs. Liu and I were part of a church about 200 people.
那教会不大也不小。
It's not big, but it's not small either.
我们在那里聚会大约有三年的时间。
And we were there for about three years.
因为搬家的缘故，我们离开那间教会。
Because we were moving, we left the church.
然后离开的时候，感觉到还有不少的人，我们没有完全很深入的认识他们。
And when we were leaving, we felt like there were still many people that we didn't really know them.
因为只有一个星期才见面一次。
Because we only see them once a week.
啊，并且见面的时候都是匆匆忙忙的，是不是？好像我们星期天来到教会的时候。
And when we see them, we're in a hurry, just like what happens on Sundays.
所以不能够深入的去了解到对方。
So we cannot understand one another more deeply.
那还好，我们有参加一个小组。
Thankfully, we were part of a small group.
每个星期六晚上聚会。
Every Saturday night we met.
因为这个小组的聚会，我们可以跟一些弟兄姐妹建立一个美好的关系。
And because of the small group, we were able to establish a good relationship with some of the brothers and sisters.
我们可以互相的勉励，互相的鼓励，并且互相的祷告。
We were able to exhort one another, to encourage one another, to pray with one another.
所以这个关系很深刻，一直到今天还存留在我的心里面。
And these relationships were great and continues in my heart.
那教会成长第二个原因是因为基督徒恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And the second reason for church growth is that the Christians devote themselves to the teachings.
所以这句经文说都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
So this verse says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
所以当这些信徒聚在一起的时候，他们聆听使徒的教训。
So when these believers came together, they listen to the teaching of the apostles.
并且恒心地遵守他们的教训。
And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
那使徒的教训就是神的话语。
The apostles' teachings are God's words.
建立在这个旧约圣经的基础上。
And it's established on the foundation of the Old Testament.
因为旧约圣经是当时信徒的经典。
Because the Old Testament was the scripture of the New Church.
我们今天的经典有旧约圣经跟新约圣经。
Our scripture now includes both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那其实这个新约圣经都是从这个使徒的教训而来的。
Actually, the New Testament came from the teachings of the apostles.
那么读圣经对一个基督徒来说是非常重要的。
Reading the Bible is a very important thing for a Christian.
在彼得后书第三章第十八节说
In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 it says
你们切要在我们主救主基督耶稣的恩惠和知识上有长进
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ
所谓的知识就是指耶稣基督的知识
And the knowledge here is the knowledge of Christ
耶稣基督的知识就是从这本圣经而来
And it comes from the scripture.
因为这本圣经都讲到关于耶稣基督的事情。
Because this Bible speaks all about things related to Christ.
那除了要在耶稣基督的知识上长进。
And besides growing the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
也要遵守圣经的教训。
We must also follow the teaching of the scripture.
换句话说不止听神的话语或者读神的话语我们必须把这个话语实行出来。
So it's not just hearing, or reading the scripture, but living it out.
因为雅各书说不只要听到也要行道。
Because the book of James tells us not to be hearers only, but doers of the word.
那不然的话雅各说这样信心若没有行为是死的。
James tells us, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
不能带给人任何的好处。
It does not bring men any benefit.
所以当我们聚在一起聆听神的话语或者读神话语的时候
So when we gather together to listen or read God's word,
我们必须要遵守这个神话语的教训。
We must obey the teaching of the scripture.
那么遵守神话语的教训是基督徒灵命成长的一个很重要的一个因素。
To obey the teachings of God's word is a very important aspect of Christian growth.
那雅各书用了一个比喻来形容遵守这个圣经教训的一个很重要的一点。
And James, it tells us a very important aspect of obeying God's word.
他用了一个比喻。
And he uses an example.
这个比喻说明一个基督徒读圣经没有遵守圣经的教导。他说好像一个人来到镜子面前来照一照。
And he tells us that a person who does not obey God's word is as a person who comes before the mirror to look at it.
看到自己的样貌然后离开 啊，就忘记了。
He sees his own reflection, but as soon as he walks away, he forgets.
我相信每个人今天早上都有在镜子面前照一照，有没有？
I believe everyone has stood in front of the mirror and looked at themselves today.
啊，不晓得你还记得那个样子是怎么样的
？I don't know what, if you remember what you look like.
我想可能忘记了，是吧
？I think you've probably forgotten.
有时候我们读圣经就是如此。
Oftentimes when we read scriptures like this.
啊，读了很快就忘了。
We read it quickly and then forget.
忘了是因为我们没有把圣经话语记在我们的心里面。
We forget because we didn't put God's word in our hearts.
啊，不止没有把它记在心里面，还没有把它行出来。
Not only did we not put it in our hearts, we did not live it out.
所以很多时候，如果我们好像我们站在镜子面前照一照的话。
So it's like if we're standing in front of the mirror quickly.
那么神的话语在我们生命里面是没有果效的。
God's word has no impact on our lives.
所以教会要成长，不只要遵守这个圣经的教训。
So in order for the church to grow, not only does the church need to obey God's word.
那么这里讲到，同时要恒心的去遵守。
Then you need to devote yourself to following the word.
什么是恒心？英文把它翻译成 devote.
English uses word devote.
那如果你看这个 NASB New American Standard Bible Version 的翻译，它是说 continuously.
And so the NASB version says continuously.
也就是持续的意思。
So it's a continuing process.
啊，持续的遵守神的教训。
It's continually obeying God's teaching.
所以不只要遵守圣经的教训，还要持续的去遵守他的教训。
So it's not just obeying God's teaching once, but it's continually doing so.
所以遵守圣经的教训不是一时的事情。
So obeying God's teaching is not just a momentary thing.
而是终身的事情。
But it's for a lifetime.
不是因为心情好的时候去遵守。
It's not when you are in a good mood that you obey.
或者生活顺利的时候就遵守。
Or when life is going well that you obey.
或者遇到困难的时候去遵守。
Or only when you're in a hard time then you obey.
但是是在任何的环境以下我们遵守神的话语。
But it's under all circumstances that we obey God's word.
所以如果教会要成长。
So if the church is to grow.
我们必须要遵守圣经的教导。
We must obey the teaching of scripture.
那第一就是有一个大型的聚会还有一个小型的聚会。
One is that we must have corporate worship and small groups.
那么第二个原因就是我们要必须要恒心的遵守圣经的教训。
Second is we must devote ourselves to the teaching of the scripture.
然后第三点呢，这里讲到要恒心的彼此交戒。
And here it talks about having fellowship.
Yeah, 什么是彼此交戒？英文把它翻译成 fellowship.
And what does it mean to have fellowship?
Yeah, 有些人开玩笑说，两个人在一条船就是 fellowship。
And somebody joked that when two people are in the same ship, they're fellowship.
所以在希腊文，它的原文它是 koinonia.
And in Greek, it's the term koinonia.
很多时候，这个彼此交戒这个用词失去了它原有的意义。
And oftentimes, the word fellowship loses its original meaning.
啊，不少人以为这个彼此交戒就是大家在一起来喝咖啡聊天。
And some people think that having fellowship is just everyone getting together, drink coffee and chat.
啊，但是圣经所说的这个彼此交戒不是如此。
But the Bible is not referring to such.
然后根据原文希腊文，彼此交戒是指基督徒彼此施舍而且领受。
And according to the original Greek, fellowship means giving to one another and receiving from one another.
然后当对方有需要的时候，弟兄姐妹就很愿意的付出他们能够去帮助他们。
So when there's need, that the brothers and sisters are willing to help.
那么当有人遇到困难的时候
，and when a person is going through hardship,
当人有人在生活上经历到这个痛苦的时候
And when a person is suffering in their life,
那弟兄姐妹就分担他们的痛苦。
And brothers and sisters step in and take part.
这个就是圣经所说的彼此交戒。
And that's what the Bible speaks of in terms of fellowship.
所以我们看到这段经文的信的人都在益处凡物公用并且卖了田产家业照个人所需用的分给个人。
So here we see all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need.
有人认为这个是共产主义。
Some people believe this is communism.
其实不是啊。
Actually, it's not.
因为他们所做的是自愿的。
Because they did it willingly.
而且他们是出于耶稣基督的爱去做的。
And it is out, they did it out of the love of Christ.
那么我在神学院念书的时候，在经济上有很大的需要。
When I was in the seminary, I had great financial need.
但是神借着弟兄姐妹供应我们的需要。
But through brothers and sisters, God provided for us.
我记得有一些学生，他们是学生。
I remember some were students.
那本身也有需要。
That they had their own needs.
但是他们知道我们的需要之后。
But after they found out about our needs,
把钱放在信封里面，然后送给我们。
They put money in envelope and gave it to us.
当时真的是感觉到那种雪中送炭那种滋味。
And I felt like they really walked the extra mile.
这个就是彼此交接的意思。
And that's the meaning of fellowship.
彼此交接是出于耶稣基督的爱。
And that is fellowship is out of the love of Christ.
是一种超越一般人所能够做到的。
It is beyond what a normal person would do.
所以彼此交接有两个层面。
So there are two aspects to fellowship.
第一个层面是往上的。
One is vertical.
第二个层面是平行的。
And the other one is horizontal.
首先我们必须跟神有一个美好的彼此交接。
First, we must have a good fellowship with God.
那么我们才可以跟弟兄姐妹有一个比好的彼此交接。
Then we can have a good fellowship with others.
那一个人与神没有这个美好的关系。
If a person does not have a good relationship with God,
他不会跟弟兄姐妹有一个美好的关系。
He would not have a good relationship with brothers and sisters.
我们知道基督徒不是独行客。
We know that Christians are not lone rangers.
只是每一个星期来教会一次。
That they only come every Sunday.
其他的时间就隐藏在深山里面。
And that they go and hide in the mountains the rest of the time.
每个基督徒都需要别人的关怀。
Every Christian needs care from others.
因为圣经告诉我们，每一个人都是基督的身体。
Because the Bible tells us that we are all bodies of Christ.
那么当一个肢体感觉到不舒服或者疼痛的时候
，When part is not feeling well.
那么整个身体应当感觉到疼痛。
The whole body should feel the pain.
所以有需要的时候，弟兄姐妹应当彼此的扶持。
So when there's need, brothers and sisters should help one another.
然后在美国有一个州叫做北卡。
And there's a state in the U.S. called North Carolina.
不晓得你们有没有到过北卡。
I don't know if you ever visited.
北卡是一个相当非常漂亮的一个州。
North Carolina is a beautiful state.
到处都有山绿绿的。
It's very green and there's mountains everywhere.
那来自这个北卡有个城市叫做伊丽莎白城。
And there's a city named Elizabeth City.
有位基督徒他的名字叫做Carl Corner.
And there's a Christian Carl Corner.
所以他写了一篇文章。
He wrote an article.
这篇文章描述到这个北卡在冬天的那种情况。
And it describes the environment there in North Carolina in the winter.
然后他说有个冬天在北卡下了一场很大的雪。
He said that one winter there was a great snowfall in North Carolina.
当时他在这个40号高速公路他开车。
And he was driving in Interstate 40.
那么在高速公路一旁，他可以看到有不少的松树。
And he saw many trees along one side.
Oak tree. 有很多这个松树都是生长在一起。
Many of the oak trees were compacted together.
而且长得很靠近。
They were very close to one another.
但也有一些松树是单独长在地上。
But there were other oak trees that were by themselves.
因为这个雪下得非常大。
Because there was a great snowfall.
所以这个雪压在这个树枝上。
So there was much pressure on the branches.
非常的重，使到这个树枝都垂下来。
It was very heavy so that the branches were starting to droop.
那么那些生长在一起的松树。
The oak trees that were together.
虽然这个树枝受到这个雪压下，往下垂。
Even though the branches were bending under the pressure of the snow.
他们的枝子却得到旁边树枝的支撑。
But they were uplifted by other branches from nearby trees.
没有被这个雪压断。
They were not broken.
但是那些单独长在地上的松树。
But those that were by themselves.
受到同样的雪带来的压力。
From the same amount of pressure from the snow.
他们的树枝却不能够支撑。
Their branches were not able to withstand it.
很多都被这个雪压断了。
And many of the branches were broken.
所以从这里我们看到两幅图画。
So from this we see two images.
一幅图画就是让我们看到这些生长在一起靠近的松树。
So one we see the oak trees that were together.
无论这个风雪多大，他们都能够撑过去。
No matter how great the snowfall is, they can sustain it.
但是那些单独长在地上的松树。
But those that were by themselves.
却不能够承受这个大雪带来的灾害。
We're not able to withstand the harm from the snow.
那同样的，基督徒不能够单独生存。
Likewise, Christians cannot be on their own.
基督徒必须过一个彼此交接的一个生活。
And so Christians must have a life of fellowship.
当人生面对这个大雪的时候。
So when life faces the storms,
他们能够以基督的爱来互相的扶持。
They're able to sustain one another through the love of Christ.
所以这节经文说，都恒心遵守使徒教训，彼此交戒，麦饼祈祷。
So the verse says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
所以刚才我们看到遵守神这个神的话语要恒心。
So we see that in order to obey God's word, we must be devoted to it.
同样的，彼此交接也要恒心。
And likewise, having fellowship, you must be devoted to it.
所以彼此交接或者遵守神的话语是一种不断持续的一种行动。
And obeying the apostles' teachings and fellowship is a continuous event.
所以在这段经文里面，保罗圣经再次的强调。
So the Bible once again emphasizes in this passage.
所以他们天天同心合意，恳切的在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心，用饭赞美神。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God.
所以这段经文告诉我们，他们是天天聚会。
So this passage tells us that they met together every day.
不是一个星期天来一次。
It's not just come here once a week.
而是天天的事情。
It's something that they did daily.
圣经也告诉我们为什么我们要聚会。
And the Bible also tells us why we ought to meet together.
所以希伯来书第十章二十五节说，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
In the book of Hebrews, it tells us not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
停止聚会会成为一个习惯。
Not meeting together can become a habit.
你知道习惯，无论是好的习惯、坏的习惯，是养成的。
Do you realize that a habit, whether good or bad, takes time to develop?
所以圣经告诉我们，我们不要不可以停止去聚会。
So the Bible tells us not to give up meeting together.
原因就是我们聚会是要彼此的劝勉。
The reason is that so that we can encourage one another.
因为我们知道主耶稣再来的日子要靠近了。
Because we know that, the day of Jesus' coming is approaching.
所以当基督徒聚在一起遵守神的话语。
So when Christians gather together to obey God's word.
当基督徒聚在一起彼此交戒。
And when Christians meet together to have fellowship.
那个后果就是得到神的喜悦，并且得到人的喜爱。
And the consequence is, finding pleasure in both God and men.
他们天天同心合意，恳切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
我请注意最后一句，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
所以当教会这么做的时候，不止得到众人的喜爱。
So when the church does this, not only do they find favor with all the people.
那神还把这些人天天的加给他们。
And the Lord added to their numbers daily.
原因就是因为他们遵守神的话语。
Because they obey God's word.
他们过一个彼此交接的生活。
And they, have fellowship with one another.
那如果教会要成长。
So if the church is to grow.
我们必须要学习初级教会的榜样。
We must learn from the, early church.
我们必须要学习他们聚会的方式。
We must learn from, how they meet together.
所以我鼓励，如果弟兄姐妹你们没有一个小组的聚会，
So if you're not part of a small group,
我鼓励你找一个小组来参加。
I encourage you to take part.
那么第二，我们要还要恒心的遵守圣经的话语。
Second, we must, continuously obey God's word.
而且要恒心地过一个彼此交接的一个生活。
And to devote ourselves to fellowship.
让我们今天早上在神的面前遵守他的话语，遵守他的教训。
Let us obey God's word, this morning.
让我们安静在神的面前来向他祷告。
Let's quiet our hearts and, pray to him.
让我们在神的面前听神的话语。
Please help us to, listen to God's word.
也让我们不只听神的道。
Not only will we be listeners of the word.
读神的道。
And to read the word of God.
但是遵守神的道。
But we will also obey God's word.
也让我们愿意过一个彼此交接的生活。
Please also help us to live a life of fellowship.
天父求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
帮助我们愿意做这些。
Please help us to be willing to do these things.
以致你的名得到高举。
So that your name may be lifted high.
那众人被吸引到你的面前。
And that people will be drawn to you.
求主你恩待我们。
Please, have mercy on us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
也求主赦免我们的软弱。
And please forgive us our weaknesses.
不足的信心。
And our lack of faith.
主啊，求你保守我们的心怀意念。
Please watch over our hearts and our thoughts.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.